Got hiccups. Really annoying. This might make noise. I don't know. Doesn't look so. Oh my god, so bad. Welcome to. Oh my god, stop. Episode 6 of Kitchen Crap. Oh my god, fuck off. It's gonna be me, you know, your host, Bear. Doing dishes. Cleaning up the kitchen. You know, all the fun stuff. Because we all know. Oh my god! Stop! We all know. Cleaning is fun. Ow. He just pulled something. Well, enjoy the, you know, supremely awesome ASMR that is sounds of me smashing stuff around the kitchen. And, yeah. Holy shit. Oh, I can't stop chirping. Friggin' hiccup. So, first, what the fuck was that? Oh, the drain. Yeah. So first off, let me just take a cloth. Yeah, it's not a kitchen cloth thing. And give this marble plate countertop thing a good old wipe down. Ow. I really fucking hurt myself. Anyway. I wanted to do that because who the fuck wants to stand here? Just talk. Fuck me, this fucking hiccup piece of shit. So I figured why not get the old, your new laptop out and, listen to some music, meanwhile. Alrighty, sounds like. Nope. Ah, yeah, okay. It was on my ASMR page. Most of the stuff I have, I really can't sing along with, so, apologies for that, if that really matters to you. Not because it doesn't have lyrics, but I guess it just don't know them, or don't care enough to know them, or maybe I just have a bad ear, you know, understanding and remembering lyrics when you hear it on the go. Could be. He played that with his mouth. So, this is really pissing me off. Preservation of the martyr in the afternoon. What was it? Thinking of it about religion last night when couldn't fall asleep. It's fun how larger part of religion had a place in my life, even though I'm not religious at all. Like, fucking wipe that off before, because now I'll have to put new water in. Good job. But yeah, I mean, religion plays a really big role in most people's lives, and I don't know, even the ones that aren't religious like me, you know, still a big point of contention, because is that the word? I don't know, but you know, at least in the part of the world where I'm from, most people aren't religious, and I know a lot of people look at religious people as if they're kind of crazy. I don't really subscribe to the, look on the world. I think it's perfectly, I think that people are perfectly capable of being religious and being, nice human beings, just like, a-religious people are capable of being good and bad people. Some people just subscribe to different worlds or different outlook of the world, I suppose. But I don't have anything against the people as such. Not as such. I don't have a problem with people at all. It wholly depends on how people choose to practice their religion. And it does matter which religion you're practicing as well. Like, there is not a religion on the planet I like. Like, to me, they're all shitty. I would definitely say that Islam is probably shittier than Christianity. Only in terms of... the severity of the practitioners. Zealousness in some cases, but really, whether you're Christian or Muslim or you're Buddhist or Hindu, you subscribe to ideas, and I think it's perfectly fine for people to criticize ideas or systems of belief, just as you can criticize capitalists or liberalists or socialists or communists. Pretty much the same thing to me. Like, you, aside from the whole, you know, big ruler kind of omniscient thing that doesn't fit in, but they're all world systems, and that's fine. Just don't expect me to ever respect the ideas. Like, I'd say I'm fairly interested in learning about religions and understanding them better, and in that also learning about the scripture, but it's not because I have any kind of adoration or respect for it. It's more a curiosity. But see, I don't know. I don't fault people for being religious. I can completely understand why people are, and I don't want this to sound belittling in any kind of way, but it is, I think, easier to be religious than not. It lets you fill in gaps in your daily lives that you have no control over, and then giving it a purpose that you don't find when you don't hold yourself to any kind of superior being, I suppose. Is that a bad thing? I don't know. I do feel like... I do feel like my social studies, or I do feel like the social studies part of my brain tells me that it's inherently bad, because and this might be wrong, obviously, I'm no expert on the subject, but as far as I remember, there is something about being religious and then developing a lesser sense of critical thinking. Might be wrong, might be right, I don't know. If you know that I'm wrong, please tell me. Or please try to convince me, I suppose, because I'm not gonna just accept you saying I'm wrong for guess I'm wrong. It's not really gonna work. But then again, feel free to hate me for having the opinions that I do. Even though I think that would be silly. Because I'm not doing you any harm, and you're not doing me any harm by expressing opinions. Oh, I don't matter. I had an interesting karma, or an interesting write the other day, someone, because it's funny how, funny, interesting how the states are very different from European countries. Like, I live in a country that has millennia of history, and the states have been around for what, since 1776, is that one? I could be wrong, but yeah, it's not a lot of years. And we're talking about tradition, religion, culture, and Denmark, and many, I would say, countries over here are, oh, we're also talking about gun control and stuff, because I think she said that people don't understand why they need guns in the States in many areas, and because it's a part of the culture, really, and I don't know. I think I understand the need for it. It's, and that's not, that wasn't really what she was pointing at, but anyway. What's it called? Yeah, Denmark is a Christian country on paper. In a practical sense, we're definitely not, I would say. I would say a majority of people do choose to get baptized. Or rather, a majority of people baptize their children without much thought for what a baptism is and what it implicates. And in the same realm, a lot of people choose to get confirmed because Denmark is a Protestant country. And again, it's something people don't understand the consequences of, I suppose. Because it happens when you're 13 and you're baptized before you even know your own, like, before you can even walk, you know? So, we do have a state religion. And it is weird because Denmark is, it's not religious, it's more spiritual, I guess. But really, I would say most people are atheists. Or at least, agnostics in a way? Like, what's that? Either way, Christianity is heavily bound into our culture here, to the point that, well, it's not really seen as Christian. Obviously, the roots are Christian of it, but no one ever, well, let's not say no one, majority never goes like, oh, it's Christmas Eve, let's thank Jesus for, I don't know why. I don't even know what the 24th of December is for. So, I'm pretty sure that it has jack shit to do with Christianity, really. Because here we celebrate Christmas on the 24th. And I think it has everything to do with the fact that heathens celebrated the winter solstice around this time of year, I think. Or that time of year. And that's why it was made into a thing so that they would I don't know, celebrate it as well. You know, just fitting Christianity on top of Norse mythology. So, yeah, I have no idea what Christianity's take on the 24th is. I really can't remember. But back on track. We have a shit ton of Christian traditions. We have Pinse, which is celebrating the death, I think, and the... Was that Easter? I can't fucking remember. I think Pinse is called Pentecost in English. Isn't that when he died on a rose, or was that Easter? I really can't remember. Anyway, we have that, we have Christmas, we have, well, the whole freaking church that a lot of people pay taxes to. So I guess there are still people paying tithe, or whatever it's called. Except it's not as severe as the Mormons do, because I think they pay a lot. Funny bunch, those Mormons, though. Interesting as well. Came around here quite a lot at one point. Like, I say here, I mean to visit me. Because, I don't know, I just talked to them because it was interesting, and they seemed like nice enough people, even though people have a lot of, whatchamacallit. They don't really like them. Wouldn't say they hate them, but there's a definite dislike for them in general, and that's fine, I guess. Not that they've ever done anything to most people. Them missionarying and ringing your door isn't gonna make your life any less worth living. Yeah, I don't know. They probably came around like 10 times or so, talked for a while. I even made them supper one day, so that was fun. And I actually went to church with them because They said it was something different from the normal church, which it certainly was. Well, I think Danish church compared to American churches are super different just in general, because you guys are actually doing something in order to try and keep your members. I think they do here as well, but having been to the States a few times, and experienced the culture of religiosity you have over there, it is vastly different from here. I even lived with a family for a couple of weeks, where at least the mom was super religious. It was interesting. But, you know, their churches wasn't, or weren't churches in the way that I remember it from back home, because it was more like just a large building, in like not a church looking building, that was kind of designed in a large room to have nice pews, like nice seating, which churches have never had here in the times that I've ever been to any of them. And they had like big screen TVs and like really big screens. I don't remember the denomination of them, but they live in Asheville, so could probably be anything. But yeah, I didn't get to go to a service, but that time, and I think it's much more relatable for people because it's more human in a way. Here it's much about reading, like the priest goes to the whatever the fuck that thing is called, like the sermon chair thing he goes up on, and like says or reads aloud scripture, and then he tries to talk about it in a way to make it relatable. Then, and it's always kind of the same, well, not the same spiel, but the method of conducting the sermons are always the same. You go in, you sit down, the priest shows up, you sing, I think. Then he goes up to talk, then maybe more singing, then you say the Our Father prayer thing, maybe more singing after that, some more scripture or something. Then the people that want to do it go to like the altar thing and get the body and the blood of Christ, which is usually wafers and some kind of non-alcoholic wine. Then they sit back down, and I don't know if he talks more. Yeah, he probably does. And then some more singing. And then that's about it. Oh, what the fuck am I doing? That's not supposed to go in there. But in the Mormon church when I went there here in Denmark, it was a lot more a lot of different people walked up and spoke. Even the American missionaries had a say in, like, or had a a section of the time there, and it was honestly a lot more relatable because they actually discussed the things that were said it wasn't just a one-way communication. And I understand why people enjoy that more. And after the sermon was done, they had a all-male thing, and the women had an all-women's thing. And then after that was done, they had an all-older males and all-younger males. So during the all-males thing, they were talking about very general things about how you shouldn't, like, if you donate to somewhere, you shouldn't expect people to, like, give you special treatment because you're helping a cause, you're not buying a position in that area, which I actually found very interesting. And it was kind of a teachable moment kind of thing. But I mean, that made sense. And then when they split up into the smaller groups, where it had me and the missionaries as well, even though they're like 18, 19-ish. And then like the older male congregation at the church, it got a lot more, like, even though they had been mentioning scripture and stuff and how things fit into that, which obviously doesn't make any sense to me, they were talking about, well, first of all, Mormons are very, what's the word? What's the damn word I'm looking for? God damn it. They're like preppers in a way. They don't believe that when God brings the, I'm totally looking for the wrong word because that's not the Holocaust I'm looking for. The rapture, when that happens, they don't believe that God is gonna, like, make everything good. They believe that you have to be self-sufficient. You have to keep, you have to know how to work the fields. You need to know how to provide for yourself, how to, yeah. You need to know how to provide for yourself because the world isn't going to be super hospitable. It's just going to remove the non-worthy and you still have to work for, you know, for yourself. And that's apparently a big part of the teachings. Why, I don't know, but I suppose it has a lot to do with how they came to the States to begin with. Because they, I think they were, I don't know if they were hunted per se, but as I remember, they kept to themselves and kind of stuck to their own communities, maybe because the rest of society shunned them, or because that's their choice. And then on top of that, the reason why they had a lot of wives back then was because when the husband died, the only way to acquire the land was to marry the widow there. So people did that in order to have, you know, more fields, I guess. But, you know, So they definitely believe in being ready for the rapture. And they talk a fair bit about, you know, temptations from the devil and how, you know, and I think that comes down to the very, is it called Puritan way of looking at things, that you can't put contaminants in your body and stuff, which is totally all right. I ain't gonna judge. And then they talked a lot about how they perceive the things happening to the planet as being the rapture showing its first fangs, or whatever you want to call it. Like, they mentioned how, you know, climate change is affecting the weather, how it's making it harsher, how apparently there are more and stronger lightning, I think one guy mentioned. And honestly, at that point in time, I did start spacing out because I thought that was getting ridiculous. Sorry for anyone listening getting offended by that, but believing in the rapture to me is a bit too much, I guess. Like, would be the same thing as believing that Muhammad ascended to the heavens on a Pegasus, you know. It's, there's no evidence of this ever happening, I guess, so kind of hard for me to even see the logic in thinking that, but, you know, not my thing, so you do you. But yeah, I mean, and then we talked about their heaven and their quote-unquote hell, because apparently they don't have a hell, which seems weird to me, but, you know, Joseph Smith apparently put together the perfect Bible, so, you know, whatever he says goes. I really wanted to know more about their heaven system, because apparently everyone goes to heaven. How that works, I don't know, but that's just a thing. Depending on how good of a Mormon you are, or a non-Mormon, you go to different places, because it's divided into three parts. I think the celestial plane is the upper one, then they have a terrestrial and a celestial, maybe. Could be wrong, I don't quite remember. But it's definitely divided into three, and then there is the outer darkness, but I'll get to that. So, only truthful and God-loving Mormons go to the celestial plane. This being, they followed the teachings of God, as well as they could, I suppose, and bada bing, bada boom, they get to the celestial plane. The reason why you want to go to the celestial plane is because you'll be closer to God. He will be there, so will the Holy Spirit and the Son of God, Christ, I suppose. I think I could very well be wrong. On the celestial plane, will God be there? I don't think so. Neither will the Son of God, but the Holy Spirit will still be there, I think. But long story, I don't remember. Short, if you are a good person and you live a good life, you will still go to heaven. You'll just go to the celestial plane where you're further from God, and apparently that is no bueno. Obviously that makes jack fucking sense to me, but that's how they explained it, and that's what I read as well, because they brought an actual book where it's written in. And so we get to the terrestrial plane. And see, I asked them about what about Hitler? Like, does he go to heaven? And supposedly, as far as I could understand, yes. He goes to the terrestrial plane. There is no God, no Jesus, and no Holy Spirit there. And I suppose you're stuck there forever because you kind of made your bed not believing in, or not being a good person and, you know, not believing. Also, I have kind of a weird anecdote regarding me when I will die. But anyway, hopefully many years from now. Anyway, so that's the terrestrial plane. You're completely out of reach. Well, not out of reach, but they don't go there, and that's supposedly bad. And then you have the outer dark, or outer darkness. I cannot for the love of me remember which one, but is that where the devil is? I think so. Supposedly it's not somewhere that you go with, well, it's not where you go. As a person, because I guess the devil lives there. I'm not entirely sure. It's kind of like trying to remember lore from a character in, like, or a campaign in D&D. but yeah, that's kind of all I got on that. Interesting, although I obviously still think it's bullshit. Also, I would never ever convert, and that's where this comes to, I would say this is where the conversation here comes to a finale. I will never be religious. Even if someone showed up and said to me, like, popped out of nowhere and claimed to be God, I would still be not only hesitant, but I would not believe him. Or I could believe him and still not give a fuck. It would be one of the two, and I most certainly will never convert on my deathbed. And here's the reason why. And I get, you know, I have lots of ways of looking at this, but this is my view of the world, and this is not something that is up for debate, and it's not something that you'll ever change. There is simply too much bullshit from him, from God for me to ever accept that he is benevolent. I do not believe this, and the whole thing about free will is horseshit. Because, well, I don't know, it just is. So, when I die, eventually, or when I'm on my deathbed eventually, I will not convert, because in my head, and this is just my opinion, God is an immeasurable asshole. Like a giant piece of shit. He's a murderer. He's petty, jealous, obsessive, and kind of just an all-around jackass. So what if he does a good thing here and there? He's a fucking douche. And like, and this is a, like, there aren't good religions in my head, and never will be, because if you have a book that says bad shit and you accept that as a part of the teachings of your religion, that's fine by me, but I won't respect that part. Like, it's not gonna be like, well, I mean, that was the old teachings and these are the new that we're only supposed to regard. No. Can't just, like, put a white slate over that and say, but that was back then, this is new me, you know? It doesn't really work that way, for me at least. So yeah, in the end, if it does come to it, I would rather go to hell than spend eternity in a kingdom created by an asshole. Mainly because, well, all my family would be in hell. Probably. I don't know any. Well, I do know one overly religious person, but she's also a racist, so it doesn't really work for her either. I assume she'd go to hell as well. But it just will never happen. I will never accept someone creating so much disease and hardship and then be like, well, we gave you free will, so you could have just done better with it. How about giving free will and then not making diseases that kill billions of people? Or how about giving ample resources? How about shielding us from... or how about not making black holes that can swallow up the Earth? Or meteors? Or neutron stars? Or how about you just make like a normal place for people to live in harmony? How about you just make an equal society instead of being all like, well, you're left on your own devices, so deal with it. Like, where did that attitude fucking come from, and what is that gonna achieve? Like, if you do love someone, are you really gonna put them in a world where the most dangerous thing they can do is something people do every day, aka driving or breathing? Because let's face it, everyone's fucking getting cancer these days. And if it's not from eating, it's from breathing in carcinogens. So yeah, fuck God, fuck Christianity, fuck any religion really. But I do like you as a person, you listening. Like, I have nothing against you, and if your personal choices to be religious or non-religious, I don't care. You know, it's not gonna define you as a person. What's gonna define you as a person is, do Do you treat other people well? Are you a nice person? Are you prone to getting mad at people for no reason? I don't know if you can even hear any of this because of the water. Like, if you're a good person, you're a good person. It's not because you're fucking religious, okay? Well, for some, I'm sure it might be. I don't know. I would hope not. And also, the whole thing about morals being a religious thing. Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure people know not to murder other people because, one, it hurts. And two, if you try to murder someone else, they're probably going to try to murder you back. The basis of society is based around the fact that people cannot murder each other. It doesn't have to be a written communication in order to relay that. You just don't put the stone on his head repeatedly. I sound really condescending right now, don't I? Yeah, I do. I do. But I think that's fine. It's a system of belief, not an actual person. And on the topic of that, the whole using religion as a stepping stone to do bad thing is kind of retarded. Like, if they were gonna do bad shit, they were gonna do it anyway. It's not religion's fault. It's not. I mean, I'm sure it's substantiated the thought, but if you want to murder someone, you're probably gonna do it whether or not it says so in a book that these people can be killed. I think it probably just changes how you feel about it afterward. But that's just my take on it. But yeah. And the same goes for atheism. Like, well, not really, because atheism is not a system of belief. And I hate when people say that. It's just the rejection of a system of belief, I suppose. Which is also why I feel like I used to watch a lot of religious versus atheism debates, and I really enjoy reading stuff from like Sagan and Hitchens and what's his face? Dawkins and Harris and whatever. Like, they all have good points that kind of just like, you can't have a debate on that because all of religious evidence comes from anecdotal things. You can't base a scientific discussion around that. So it's really, really cannot point this out anymore, and it already has been really pointless to have a debate between who is right and who's wrong, because science can't prove that there wasn't a creator, and religion certainly has the same amount of evidence. Potato. Oh, was a long ass rant. But to end this and to tie it up, for anyone still listening, I don't know how long I've been doing this, really slow. If you're religious, I like you / dislike you just as much as I do any other person. As long as you're nice, don't care what you believe in. Although, I don't think such a thing as a nice Nazi exists. So, or a nice racist. So let's just cross that one off already. Not saying that religions are inherently that. That was just a side thought. But yeah, you're fine. I don't think any less of you. I don't think any more of you based on you being religious. It's just not how I look at the world, and I never will. Because fuck God. Next time.